What happened on 31st, I had a call from the family that he's not feeling well, and then we took him to the Northdale Hospital where he was admitted. We've been going up and down trying to monitor his situation. Unfortunately, on the 7th, early morning, around about 4 o'clock, he passed away. Actually, I cannot go more in details based on what caused. But actually, it was something that has been inside in his body. And what I found out with the doctor, it was having a CMV infection in his body that caused a lot of things, like the kidneys were failing and his liver was damaged. The third part on it, he was supposed to getting his matric results on the 8th, actually passed on the 7th, before the exams has been announced by the National MEC Angie Motsepe. And we are burying him on the coming weekend on Saturday. We were having a family gathering. It was on the 29th on Saturday, where one of the relatives was having a ceremony. And I drove with him on Friday because he was in town, and then he gets sick on late Saturday. He was so excited. As an educator, I always motivate them about studies, and I was speaking to him. He was so positive about his results. As you can see, he even got bachelor in his results, but now he won't see all those results. He was a positive guy, a positive light. He was looking forward to the life, and he was promising. That's what I can tell you. The whole family is very, very sad, and then they are so painful. We can't even explain how the pain we have going through this. Because, you know, even if I can tell you, a boy at the age of 18, you can see that even his studies were on spot, because you go to school at the age of 6 years. If you 6 plus 12, let's give you 18. At the age of 18, where he was on the dot of finishing his matric, then he never see anything. It's so painful. It's so painful. It's something that we were supposed to celebrate, but we failed to celebrate. Because the pain is the boy by that time is there on the mutual. The body is already cold. So we can't even celebrate that. Even when we think all the relatives, all the families, they are very, very, very afraid about this. Actually, the country has lost one of the lawyers because his ambition was that he wanted to do LLP in university. That's the main thing that I know. And now he won't go there because he's no more.